Last year on this panel, we previewed a new deal point study built around a metric that we've called buyer power ratio. And those of you who attend this conference year in, year out, may recall that when we introduced the new study during our presentation here in Dallas a year ago, it was in preliminary draft form, and it covered only a very, very small handful of deal points. So in the 9 months following that presentation, we refined and we significantly expanded that preliminary draft, leading to the formal release of the full-blown study in final form in Q3 of just this year. So it was just a few months ago. And a copy of the full study, but without appendices, appears behind tab 8 of your binders for those of you who elected to take the hard copy here, along with a copy of the Wall Street Journal article that came out the day the study was launched. So those of you that have it, you may want to turn to tab 8 now. You'll see that the study was jointly sponsored by the ABA's M&A Committee, of which both Joel and I are former chairs, and also SRS Aquium, both of which, by the way, had previously issued their own deal points studies, as I think most of you are aware. This new study represents their first joint collaboration. So I chaired the new study along with Paul Koenig of SRS and our own Wilson Chu, who together with Larry Glasgow, I think we can call the pioneers of deal point studies, because they helped pioneer these studies some 15 years ago. You'll hear a little bit more about that from Joel. So Wilson Chu and Jessica Perlman, who's familiar to many of you, sat on the study's advisory committee. So we had top-notch input for this buyer power ratio deal point study.